Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the new and weekly English spoken summary for the Austrian stock market. Positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-languaged podcast, Christian Drastil, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. Week 34 brought again a downslide for our ATX total return, which lost minus 2.1%. Year to date, the ATXTR is now at minus 20.7%. Up to now, we had 81 days with a positive gain and 86 with a negative. These were the best performers this week: SBO, Adecco Bank and OMV. And the following stocks performed worst: Lenting in front of Erste Group and Don't Co. News came from Wienerberger, Andritz, Lenting, Immofinanz, Marinomed, UBM, EVN, Fabersoft and Vienna Airport. Spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 34, Monday. Wienerberger, brick manufacturer Wienerberger is working on advanced system solutions to drive innovation and digitalization in the construction industry. At the end of 2018, Wienerberger signed a multi-stage partnership agreement with FBR, Fast Brick Robotics, a company listed on the Australian Stock Exchange. The objective being to develop an innovative method for robotic bricklaying and to design optimized brick solutions for the masonry robot Hadrian X. This construction robot has just completed the first residential building in Wellard, Australia, with Portherm bricks produced by Wienerberger. The robot excels in terms of precision, laying bricks with absolute perfection. Wind and vibrations are measured and balanced in real time. This technology will revolutionize residential construction by making it faster, less expensive and more efficient, and guarantee a higher standard of quality. Additionally, the individual bricks are cut in a way that helps to save resources and reduces the volume of waste generated. The automated digital solution has been designed for single and multifamily homes with up to two floors. Depending on the degree of difficulty, the fully automated Hadrian X completes the bricklaying process for a house within 1 to 3 days. The building just completed followed upon an outdoor pilot project completed in November 2021, and demonstrates that Hadrian X is also capable of serving the European residential construction market. The next step within the framework of the Australian pilot project will be the construction of further single and multifamily homes with Wienerberger bricks. Wienerberger, weekly performance, minus 3.56%. Tuesday, Andritz, Schuler, member of international technology group Andritz, has acquired the Italian Savima Group to become a leading systems supplier of battery cell manufacturing solutions for the automotive industry and other sectors. Together with Savima, Schuler will develop the capabilities needed to equip gigafactories for the mass production of lithium-ion batteries, whose large-scale availability is essential for the success of eco-friendly e-mobility on the road. Based in Villafranca di Verona, Italy, with further sites in the USA and China, Savima is one of the leading international suppliers of equipment for the production of top-quality battery cells. The company made a name for itself in the automotive sector as well as other industries by building appropriate machines for pilot and laboratory projects, accounting some of the most prominent battery manufacturers worldwide in its customer portfolio. Furthermore, Savima is the worldwide only supplier of automated turnkey plants for the mass production of lead-acid batteries. The Savima Group employs just over 170 people and most recently reported revenue of around 50 million euros. Further, Andritz announced that it has received an order from Yuanfengyu Consumer Products Company, Limited, CPG, to supply a prime line compact M1600 tissue production line to its mill located in Qingshu in Taiwan. The line will produce household paper, such as toilet paper, napkins, handkerchiefs, and facial tissue. Startup is scheduled for the fourth quarter in 2023. Andritz, weekly performance, minus 3.83%. Lenzing, the Lenzing Group, provider of wood-based specialty fibers, is transitioning its production site in Purwakarta to green electricity. The Indonesian subsidiary PT South Pacific Viscose has been using electricity generated solely from renewable sources since July this year, which will reduce its specific carbon emissions by 75,000 tons annually. In 2019, Lenzing became the first fiber producer to set a target of having its carbon emissions by 2030 and becoming climate neutral by 2050. This carbon reduction target has been recognized by the Science Based Targets Initiative. In Purwakarta, Lenzing is currently investing in the reduction of carbon emissions, as well as air and water emissions. Lenzing, weekly performance, -6.33%. Wednesday, Imafinance, real estate company Imafinance closed the first half of 2022 with very strong performance. Rental income reached a high level of euro 144.2 million. The results of asset management improved by 3.0% to euro 110.0 million, and sustainable FFO1 from the standing investment business rose by 6.1% to 78.7 million euros. Net profit equaled euro 162.7 million, whereby the first half of the previous year was influenced, above all, by a substantial revaluation to the investment in SMO. With an equity ratio of 57.3% and conservative debt with a net LTV of 32.5%, Imafinance has a strong capital base. Imafinance intends to continue its growth course, as indicated in the strategy update which was approved after the majority takeover by the CPI Property Group in June of this year. The focus will remain on retail properties and MyHive office solutions. Active portfolio management will also include the sale of properties with a combined value of roughly euro 1 billion. Imafinance plans to reinvest the proceeds in real estate to strengthen its brands or use the funds to repay debt. FFO1 before tax is expected to reach the good prior year level of roughly euro 120 million for the full 12 months of 2022. Imafinance, weekly performance, 1.12%. CAMO, the real estate group specializing in high-quality office space, has reported strong second-quarter results, continuing the positive business development of the previous quarters. In a challenging market environment, CAMO increased its recurring earnings, FFOI, in the first half-year by 7.9% compared to the previous year, to euro 73.9 million. Rental income in the first 6 months was stable at euro 121.1 million. Plus 1.0% VOI, reflecting recent portfolio additions and organic growth despite property sales. Consolidated net income improved by 28.5% to euro 220.1 million. The main contributors to this positive development were a strong letting business, the completion of the One High Rise project in Frankfurt, and the successful continuation of the ongoing strategic capital rotation program. Following the strong first half year, CAMO expects recurring earnings, FFOI, of more than euro 125 million in the 2022 business year. CAMO, weekly performance, -1.57%. Thursday, Merinomed Biotech AG, an Austrian science-based biotech company with globally marketed therapeutics, reported today financial results for the first half of the financial year 2022. With a continued high demand for Kiragilose, Merinomed reports its strongest second quarter to date. Revenues for the first half 2022 increased to euro 4.9 million compared to the previous year, H1 2021, euro 3.2 meters, plus 52%, with sustained high sales of the virus blocker Kiragilose. R&D expenses have decreased to euro 3.3 million compared to the previous year, H1 2021, euro 4.3 million, -22%. This trend was already visible in Q1 2022 and is mostly due to the reduced clinical development activities compared to the last year. With the new augmented strategy 2025, R&D is now focusing on laboratory studies, which are less cost-intensive. As Merinomed advances the development of its Rx product candidates into formal preclinical and later clinical development, and together with a planned expansion of its pipeline, R&D expenses are expected to increase again in the coming years. The operating result, EBIT, was -€2.5 million, an improvement over the same period in the past year, H1 2021, -€3.6 million, plus 31%. Net loss for the period was euro 3.8 million compared to euro 4.4 million in H1 2021, in line with the company's business plan. Marinome confirms its financial outlook for the fiscal year. The company expects continued growth of Curagelo's revenues and a slight increase in R&D expenses, and consequently an operating loss for 2022. Marinome plans to reach operating profitability in the medium term. Marinome Biotech, weekly performance, 2.58%. UBM, real estate developer UBM generated total output of euro 206.2 million in the first half of 2022, H1/21, euro 237.3 million. EBT amounted to euro 16.1 million and was lower than the comparable prior year value of euro 35.7 million. Net profit of euro 15.8 million represented a decline compared with the record half year in 2021, H1/21. Euro 27.5 million. Earnings per share rose from euro 0.32 in the first quarter of 2022 to euro 1.49 for the reporting period. According to the company, signs indicate that the perfect storm will hit the real estate market in the course of this year. UBM sees itself well positioned for this difficult phase due to its focus on residential and office properties combined with the Green Smart and More strategy. The demand for housing and new offices will remain high, especially in major cities like Vienna, Munich, Frankfurt or Prague, where most of the projects are located. A further driver for UBM is the growing demand for energy-efficient, ESG-compliant buildings to meet European climate goals. Based on the development of earnings in the first half of 2022 and on the current market situation, UBM is issuing an operating guidance of euro 38 million to euro 42 million for EBT in the 2022 financial year. This outlook is dependent on how and where the perfect storm will hit the market in the coming months. UBM, weekly performance, -3.53%. EVN, revenue recorded by the utility company EVN Group rose by 64.6% to euro 2,943.7 meters in the first three quarters of 2021/22 and was driven by a number of individual effects. In Southeast Europe, the sharp rise in electricity prices led to double-digit growth in the energy business. In Austria, the network tariff increases set by E-Control as of January 1, 2021, and January 1, 2022, had a positive influence on network revenue. Other important impulses were provided by volume and price effects from renewable electricity generation, price adjustments by EVN Warm, higher revenue from natural gas trading and positive valuation effects from hedges. In addition, an increase in the use of the Theiss power plant by the Austrian transmission network operator for network stabilization offset the absence of revenue from the Walsum 10 power plant following the sale of EVN's investment and the termination of electricity purchases from this source. Growth was also recorded in the international project business. EBITDA recorded by the EVN Group fell by 11.8% year-on-year to euro 578.1 million in the first three quarters of 2021/22. Scheduled depreciation and amortization, including the effects of impairment testing, declined to euro -51.2 million, previous year, euro -111.6 million, chiefly due to different effects from impairment testing. In the second quarter of 2021/22, a change in the group's risk and earnings expectations for future projects based on the global distortions had already led to the recognition of an impairment loss to goodwill in the international project business, euro 52.9 million, and to the residual carrying amount of the two sludge-fired combined heat and power plants in Moscow, euro 4.4 million. These impairment losses were contrasted by a revaluation of euro 6.4 million to the Kavarna Wind Park in Bulgaria during the first quarter of 2021/22 to reflect the changed regulatory conditions in combination with an increase in electricity prices. In the previous year, the takeover of an additional electric tea procurement right resulted in the recognition of impairment losses totaling euro 113.1 million to the Walsum 10 power plant. In total, EBIT declined by 0.6% to euro 290.2 million. EVN, weekly performance, -4.27%. Friday, Fabisoft, in the first 3 months of the 2022/2023 financial year, Austrian software company Fabisoft generated sales of euro 15.0 million, versus euro 13.6 million in the same period of the previous year. According to Fabisoft, an increase in sales was achieved in every geographical segment with the exception of Switzerland. Subsidiary Mintbreeze delivered sales of almost €4 million, €3.3 million in the same period of the previous year. The EBITDA is €3.3 million, compared to €3.9 million in 2021. The EBIT has decreased from €2.4 million in the previous year to €1.7 million. According to Fabisoft, the increase in personnel and the increase in travel activity, as well as investments in the development of the Proceco solution, which is to be established as an ecosystem for digital processes, had the effect of reducing earnings. Fabisoft, weekly performance, -1.12%. Vienna Airport, Flughafen Wien, starting today, August 26, 2022. Vienna Airport and the online auction platform Arena will be auctioning off airport memorabilia such as information signs, first flight banners, model aircraft, construction site helmets and numerous other items for a good cause. The total proceeds from the auction will benefit the Neighbors in Need initiative and the victims of the Ukraine war. Flughafen Wien, weekly performance, 0.15%.
And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Bye-bye.